squeezing top performance out of every budget dollar will be one of your agency's goals in 2014. Federal News Radio asked performance improvement officers across government to answer questions about what they think the past looked like in performance management and the future will look like. Nani Coloretti is the Treasury Department's Assistant Secretary for Management. She is she's here with me and my colleague Jason Miller to talk about the results of the survey. And Nani, thank you for being with us. Jason, before we get started, tell me what was the gist of what we wanted to find out of these numbers.
Well, this is actually the fourth or fifth survey we've done this year of our federal employees looking at the CXOs. And specifically on this one, we're looking at performance improvement officers and how they're using data to make decisions. And in fact, this is something that we've looked at several times over the last year, but not just from a PIO perspective, but a CIO perspective, a chief acquisition officer, a chief financial officer, because what we're seeing is data is playing such a big role in everything agencies are doing. And the performance improvement officer in many ways is the kind of that central hub in that push to use data, make better decisions. So what we ended up doing is we did a survey out through online survey of a specific number. I think it was about 45 or 50 performance improvement officers across the government and deputy PIOs. And the results are fascinating. We're going to link those up later today on federalnewsradio.com. But just real briefly, we had about 43% were large agencies, 43% were small agencies, and about 15% were cabinet-level agencies. So an interesting breakdown. We hit about 57% of those who responded were PIOs, 14% were deputy PIOs, and about 29% were other than deputy or PIOs. And most of them were career employees. So as you can see, we got an interesting mix of people who did respond.
Nani, thanks you very much for joining us to talk about these numbers. I'm struck by questions 4 and 5, how well agencies use data to make decisions. An overwhelming majority of our respondents said good, and rating the quality of the data agencies have to use. Also, an overwhelming majority chose good, but not excellent. And so I wonder what your take is on discerning between good and excellent data that you have to make decisions, and why you think that's how most of your colleagues responded.
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show, by the way. This is really great. Look, I think part of the challenge with data is that you are in a situation where you're working with the data that you have. And if you're a PIO, you have a fairly high standard for, whether that data is telling you how well you're doing. So sometimes you're stuck using sort of proxy data to measure your effect, or you're stuck with a metric that may not completely capture what you're trying to capture. So that might be the difference between good and excellent, and it might just be that we're all just a really critical set of people and no one gets excellent on anything.
Well, I take some heart actually from the fact that you're able to discern the difference between good and excellent and know that maybe you're not using the data that you would like to have, but using the data that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, in some ways, you strive for metrics that'll show you if you're meeting your goals, but you also have to track other things. So we use a process where we look at milestones as well as metrics, and that helps particularly for larger projects. You're trying to break them down and see how well they're doing and whether or not there's some issues that might be coming up that you have to deal with across the CXO community.
One of our questions in this was how big an impact performance data had in dealing with budget cuts because of sequestration. 85% of our respondents said some impact. Tell me about the idea of using data to help you deal with budget cuts, the kind of data that you used, what you looked at, and how you wanted to analyze it.
Mm-hmm. So, we have been tracking budget execution data and HR data for some time here at Treasury. And what that helps us understand is where are the employees at Treasury, where's the attrition rate, where are people needing to sort of slow down or do a hiring freeze if you're needing to make sequester cuts. And if you recall, we weren't expecting those to take place. But if you're needing to, one good way to sort of get ready for that is to just look at your pipeline of spend. And so we used quite a bit of real-time data on what money was going out the door when throughout the course of the fiscal year to help us make some choices when we realized we were really going to need to start to implement a sequester midway through the year.
One of the things about data that's interesting is the quality, and then, which we talked about a little bit earlier, but the quantity as well, and then all the tools that are coming behind it. Are you guys finding, and I think that what we're seeing in the survey is that there is a better understanding and use of the data, yet because I think sometimes people understand what the data means, but that also the fact is there are better tools. Do you find that you guys are, the tools are better, let's say, today than they were 2 or 3 years ago, or even 5 or 7 years ago?
Absolutely. I mean, going back to the execution data that I mentioned, we have actually created a series of reports, reporting tools that allow us to really kind of point in time look at how well you're executing your budget. So we use that data, but we use it both for sequester, but also to look at projects and see whether or not they're adequately funded, or if they're not being executed on, whether there's a performance issue that's presenting itself in the data. And so we get payroll data every 2 weeks, and we can really use that. So the quality of the data, but the timeliness also helps us to manage the department.
You talk about using it beyond the sequester, and obviously there's a lot of focus in this town on sequestration. But when you talk about project data, you guys have a dashboard where it's like red, green, and yellow, and you can see what things in terms of if things are within cost, schedule, performance, or even going beyond that and looking at what's the data showing us about outcomes versus just outputs.
Right. So, I mean, you really have to ask yourself when you're diving into the data, you know, to what end am I going to do this? And so we do a prioritization process across every bureau in Treasury and we sort of do these quarterly reviews with the Deputy Secretary to sort of look in underneath the data on specified goals that we might be trying to head towards, whether it's improving performance on a program or implementing something new. And that helps us. You know, it's wonderful to have a dashboard, but it's also helpful to, again, sort of look at what the data is telling you, what's underneath it, and what you might need to do from a management perspective to address a project that's falling short of its deadlines or other performance impacts that might be coming up.
Nani Coloretti of the Treasury Department is talking with us about our Performance Improvement Officer survey on In-Depth with Francis Rose, my colleague Jason Miller joining us. We had two questions, Nani, in this survey that related to OMB's attention to performance management and focus on goals. 85% of our respondents said that OMB's attention has increased over the last 4 years, and 71% said that the focus on high priority goals has improved the mission area. I imagine the closeness of those numbers indicates to you some correlation between the two of those items?
Yeah, I mean, I think the GPRA Modernization Act helped with that, by the way, a little bit. And I know that OMB has done a good job of translating some of the management initiatives that they've launched and are tracking, connecting that to the budget process. And that is really the trick with OMB, right? Are you using the data to then make investment decisions, and can you crosswalk those sides of the coin? And I think they've done a much better job of doing that. At least it's increased in its intensity and focus over the years that I've been here.
That fits with another question here. The administration's evidence-based approach to analyzing programs is, and 71% of our respondents said, either having some impact on the programs or working well. So it sounds like that's driving the result of that question as well.
Yeah, and I think it's a constant focus on asking that question, what works? And what's not working, and can we invest more in what works? And I think that's just a really good practice to have, and I know OMB has been focused on that these last few years.
Nani Coloretti of the Treasury Department, our guest, my colleague Jason Miller, and I continue our conversation surrounding our 2013 Performance Improvement Officer Survey when we come back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio. The results of our 2013 Performance Improvement Officers Survey are out. They are available later today at federalnewsradio.com. My colleague Jason Miller in studio with me to join in our conversation with Nani Coloretti, the Assistant Secretary for Management at the Treasury Department.
So, Ms. Coloretti, one of the things that stood out to me in the survey is the obstacles to using performance data. And it's interesting, when we asked the question, everybody answered basically everything's an obstacle. Training, management resistance, resources beyond training, technology, data quality, data availability. They all said, you know, there's an equal number. When you look at using data, where do you see the biggest challenges that either Treasury faces, or what do you hear from your colleagues?
So I saw that part of the survey, and I thought it was fascinating because I think everything got an equal score in terms of what are our obstacles. And I mean, I'm just going to turn it around a little bit and say I do think there is a way to overcome some of this, and it really kind of starts at the top. If your leadership in the agency is interested in this, you can overcome some of these by kind of having a call to action, which is setting the tone for using data to make decisions and using data, having data-driven decisions. And so I think that's helped a lot here at Treasury, you know, first with Secretary Geithner and now Secretary Liu, just really caring about, you know, finding the facts and using data to make decisions. And that has helped us. Look, we have all of these same challenges, of course. I mean, if you ask somebody, do you have enough resources and training, the answer, and the EVS scores show this too, is no. But can you still use data to make a difference and actually ensure that there are informed decisions happening across the agency? I think the answer is yes.
So talk a little bit about how Secretaries Liu and Geithner have really pushed this down from the top, but also I'm sure it's got to come up from the bottom as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think they both secretaries really have supported an effort to manage through our bureaus and really ask the deputy secretary to do this through quarterly performance reviews. And those actually are now codified in the GIPR Modernization Act, so every agency is going to be doing them or is doing them. But that really sets the tone in saying to people who are in the bureaus, hey, we care about this suite of metrics, and we also care about your projects and what you're doing. We want some visibility into it, and we want to sort of have a relentless focus every quarter on some of these metrics and some of these milestones. So what that does is it sort of starts to align the effort around things that matter. And so as a management practice, I think it comes under the what works category. And the way that we do that in a PIO function is we actually work very closely with bureaus and with staff at the bureaus to develop the quarterly review decks that we're using these PowerPoint decks to do these reviews. And that actually allows for a bottom-up approach as well as a top-down approach.
What kind of reaction are you seeing over the last, you know, few years in terms of these quarterly reviews as they've become more institutionalized? Are you seeing better, for lack of a better word, optimism, better excitement about them?
Absolutely. I think when we first started doing them, and they really started under my predecessor, Dan Tangerlini, we brought this model from a stat process in the cities. And I think bureaus were not used to coming to headquarters every quarter to talk about their projects, their budget, their metrics, their goals, and a whole host of other management metrics that we have in our format. And I think there might have been some maybe resistance or just wondering if this is going to keep going. you know, are we really going to do this? Is this really what this is about? I think now, today, we actually have great collaboration across the agency where bureaus are saying, hey, we want to come and talk about this. We want to do it in this form and seeing it as a way to be held accountable, but also a way to give some visibility to the leadership of Treasury into what they're doing.
Nani, we had two questions on this survey that got 100% responses. One of them was my agency's performance metrics and measures let us do quality analysis, and the other was my agency makes good use of our performance data. What is, in your view, the ideal way, or what are some ideal uses of quality data that you do at Treasury?
Mm-hmm. So a couple of examples that we talk about and have used this data for are very specific and tactical. So I'll give you one example, which is our small business goals and sub-goals. We, like many agencies, sort of struggle to meet these goals. And, you know, it's not just the overall goal, but it's the goal for the other statutory areas, so small and disadvantaged businesses and so forth. And, you know, we struggled with this. We really, you know, did a lot of outreach events. We did a lot of sort of vendor matching, and we weren't, you know, meeting our goal. What we started doing, though, is putting it as one of the many management slides that we look at every quarter in these quarterly reviews with bureaus. And bureaus would come every quarter and see whether they were green, yellow, or red on this, and how they, and as far along as we were into the fiscal year, it would sort of become a little bit more imminent as to how you might solve your gap if you were in the red or the yellow. But to have the deputy secretary ask you about those every quarter and what strategies you might be doing to solve that, I think everyone got the message. And so for the last 2 years, we're the only cabinet-level agency that got an A-plus on our goals. We've met or exceeded all of our sub-goals. And we're on track to do that for a third year in a row once we get those numbers certified. So that's really a win because, you know, we're now spending about 38% of our $2.3 billion on small business eligible contracts. And, you know, every 1% increase in our contracting that goes to small businesses translates into $23.4 million of investment in the small business community. So it's not small numbers. And it really was just a relentless focus on the data and where you were every quarter.
One of the things that matters from a performance improvement officer's perspective is not only the right data but who's getting the data. And one of the things that you really are, as a PIO, sometimes have to do is kind of make sure that the CIO and the CFO are playing nicely together, and the mission offices are collaborative and getting the data they need to make decisions. Because in the end, you as the performance improvement officer, you're not really the one that's making decisions. I mean, it's really those other key CXOs or even the mission areas. How is collaboration happening from Treasury's perspective? How are you ensuring that collaboration is happening? Do you guys have a monthly coffee, a weekly coffee meeting with all the CXOs to make sure, hey, what are you working on? Here's what I'm working on, and you're collaborating that way, or how does it work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the thing that helps for Treasury is, as an Assistant Secretary for Management, all the CXOs report to me, including the CIO, Deputy CFO, and so forth. So we actually have a weekly management meeting where we go over cross-cutting initiatives and showcase a couple of things that are going on so that we can spark good dialogue and collaboration. And so that's very helpful because everything's in my reporting line, so I can actually help make those connections where they're not easy to make or not, you know, when people are working in their silos, it's not so easy to make those connections. The other thing we do is we have, I started something we call the Shared Services Council, and it's really the deputy directors or deputy commissioners of every bureau at Treasury, and we meet once, you know, once every other month. It's co-chaired by me and the Fiscal Assistant Secretary, and we bring issues forward to that group that may cross-cut operational areas. So in most instances, the deputy commissioner of that bureau is also responsible for that bureau's CFO, CXO, you know, the whole CXO community, CIO, and so forth, human resources. And so we bring both topics for discussion and resolution up to that group as well, so that every bureau, their chain of command is also aware of some of the things that I might be struggling with here centrally.
Nani, where do you expect to see this go? We just have a couple of minutes left, but I'm curious as to what you foresee on the landscape, taking into account all the things that we've talked about, the interest in OMB here, and according to what our survey respondents say, at least, is an increased interest and a benefit derived from that increased benefit. And then also what you're seeing, I was particularly taken by your comment that there were some folks who thought they might try to outrun this boulder, but they see that it is now becoming embedded into the way the agency does business, and they're kind of coming along for the ride too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, it's my hope that this becomes just the way we do things around here. You know how you when you're in a job for a long time and people say this about government, and they usually say it in a bad way, but I'd like this to be one of the positive things that becomes just the way we do things around here, which is we use data to make decisions and we look at it quarterly. I think it's become enough of a practice that it's likely to stick. And then I also think there are movements afoot that we've talked about earlier today, which are evidence-based evaluation, helping define what programmatic efforts we might do. And, you know, to be quite honest, in a time when you really need to look for savings, you can really use data to help you do that. And I think things like strategic sourcing are going to be something we hear a lot about and see a lot about. And I know we at Treasury are going to do some here, but we also are hoping for a broader effort government-wide.
I just want to follow up on one thing real quickly. You talk about making you're hopeful that this will stick. One of the things that I've seen over the years is this evolution, and evolution of going from let's use data, let's figure out how to use data. Okay, now we're using data. From an evolutionary standpoint, where is the next step that agencies need to go? Is it if they're is it just a tighter fit, or meaning more use of the data, or where do you see the next great leap and bounds?
I mean, I think it's what's happening underneath the data that's much more interesting, which is, what are we doing to improve our processes, before we automate them? What are we doing to improve our effort before we start measuring it or as we're measuring it? So, that's really when you're using data to actually, try to improve what's actually happening underneath it. So we have a process improvement effort here where when we're looking across data and we start to see something that we think could be made more efficient, we actually go in and start analyzing all of the steps in that process. It's really like a Lean Six Sigma, if you're familiar with it, kind of process. And that actually has helped us reduce the cycle time for some of the functions and the work that we're doing. And that is a way to sort of do more with less. When we have a process that we're using to process gifts, for example, it's a small thing, but it was taking 67 days from end to end, and it now takes 6 days. So to me, what's interesting is, can you use the data to actually make real change happen? And those are the things that stick. And so it's not about data in and of itself, but, can you get in underneath it and use it to make some changes?
Nani, thank you very much for participating in this. Your insight's been fantastic, and I appreciate you being on the program today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Nani Coloretti is the Assistant Secretary for Management at the Treasury Department. You can hear our conversation with her later today, and you can also read the results of our PIO survey at federalnewsradio.com.